Welcome to today's session. Today we are discussing a terahertz graphene-based antenna for the Internet of Nano Things. This information is taken from the International Journal of Research and Analytical Reviews, the IJRAR. And some of the references, which there are seven in entirety. Reference number 2 is taken from 2008. Reference number 3 is taken from 2010. Reference number 6 is taken from 2016. Why is this important? Because it goes to show you that this type of research and insight has been gained well before 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022. So for those who are listening to the mainstream, lamestream Mockingbird media, you're being deceived. You're definitely being misguided. Now, even Yeshua said, "Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you." You've got to research what serpents say. You cannot take the words of the serpent, the spin doctors, and think that you have acquired some type of reliable information. You definitely have not. History clearly shows us that established platforms for information dissemination are not to be trusted. They cannot be trusted. They have never been trustworthy. However, there was a time, I wasn't alive and wasn't born, didn't exist, when the news agencies tried to report a little bit more truthfully. They had a little bit more integrity. No, they had they had a lot more integrity than they do today. Today, there is 0% integrity. 0% integrity. Anyway, I say all this to say, you cannot trust the news media. And like all professionals who are genuinely trying to bring light to the people have said, research what I say. Look it up for yourself. Don't just take anybody's word for it. Look it up for yourself. Now, the information you're hearing on this program is read directly from the databases, the prestigious, authoritative, scientific databases, providing the substance of what has been found and what has been extracted from research, from trial and error, and documented. So you're not hearing conjecture here. You're not hearing an opinion here. You're not hearing an idea here. What you're hearing is concrete data analysis and data-driven evidence. That's all you're hearing here. I don't have time to give my opinion. So let us keep it succinct and straight to the point. We discussed in previous shows that there is something untrustworthy about these medical interventions that are being disseminated to the children of men. And for those who watch the movie, The Children of Men, interestingly, that movie talks about a time that occurs on Earth where the entire Earth becomes sterilized after the arrival of a mysterious virus. Interesting. I believe Clive Owen is one of the primary leading actors in that movie. But yes, the Earth became sterile. After the virus manifested. People stopped having children. Then miraculously, there was a woman in the inn, a young woman of color, who was found to be pregnant, and it was considered to be a miracle on earth. Interesting movie. I suggest you check out The Children of Men, which is actually B'nai Ha'adam, the sons of Adam. Or B'nai Adam, children of Adam. It's a Hebraic reference to mankind, humankind. And there are a number of movies and shows that subliminally and psychologically condition you for these types of events and occurrences. We also have the show called Utopia. And Utopia is about the development of a vaccine that actually is sterilizing the earth. But it's taken from an older British version, which equally is amazing and interesting as pertains to the information that is gained from those shows, especially in connection with what is happening now. But the bottom line is, this is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. The righteous will separate themselves and pursue the light. They will pursue cleanliness. They will pursue becoming kadosh, set apart for sacred and exclusive use. And as the scripture has said in Daniel, they will begin to shine. They will give off bright illumination in a world full of darkness, while the wicked are groveling and stumbling around trying to figure out what is going on. Meanwhile, staying defiled. They will not attempt to cleanse themselves spiritually, physically, biologically, at all. In previous shows, in the first season, I made it clear, for those who are accepting the medical interventions put forward by Big Pharma and governments who are in collusion with Big Pharma, you're definitely going to wind up becoming something less than human. You're going to be transformed. We are in the process of a convergence of man and machine. We have Elon Musk talking about Neuralink. We have talk about microchips being placed into brains. We have brain-computer interface technology. We have subdermal chips being accepted and normalized in Sweden and have been doing so since 2015. And even before that. We have Verichip Corporation, we have IBM. We have subdermal chips that are being introduced into society under the auspices or under the auspice of medical treatment. And now we have the Internet of Medical Things beginning to unfold. And then we have the Internet of Nano Things, which we're going to discuss briefly here today. But all of this information serves the purpose of showing you that You're being lied to. And you're going to continue to be lied to. Because that is the way of the earth. That is the way of the beast system. So let us let the science speak. I'm going to allow the science to speak. So for those who want to be educated and initiated into just how deep the rabbit hole goes, follow me as we go through this abstract. A terahertz graphene-based antenna for the Internet of Nanothings. The Internet of Things has facilitated various types of objects, sensors, and devices to interact with each other through pervasive networks. An efficient healthcare monitoring is possible by collecting vital patient parameters and ensures their care through remote monitoring system using the Internet of Things. The advances in the field of nanotechnology have led to the invention of many novel materials, which has the capability of sensing the data at nanoscale. These smart nanosensors can be used for collecting the patient data, such as pulse rates, etc., and environmental data related to pathogens and allergens. These devices connected through Internet of Things can accurately diagnose and monitor patient health. The Internet of Nanothings concept was introduced by Ian Achildes and Yosef Yornit, who has given the architecture for electromagnetic nanodevice communication. I repeat, who has given the architecture for electromagnetic nanodevice communication, including channel modeling, information encoding, and protocols. And this communication was based on graphene-based terahertz antennas. This communication was based on graphene-based terahertz antennas. This paper reviews the general architecture of the Internet of Nanothings and also the possibilities of terahertz graphene-based antennas to be used for nanocommunication in the near future. And also reports the use of chemically sensitive graphene field effector transistor device that directly modulates a radio frequency electrical carrier signal when exposed to chemical agents with a memory effect in its electrochemical history. The key words, nanothings, graphene, antennas, and FET, which is field effect transistor. And all of this was arrived at in 2010. 2010. Keep that in the back of your mind. Let us begin with the introduction. As figure 1 shows, the Internet of Nanothings includes nanoscale networks connecting a many of nanosensors, devices that interact with nanonetworks and process their information. There are many types of nanocommunication proposed by researchers here. The two most practical communication approaches are considered. They are molecular communication and EM communication, electromagnetic communication. EM communication is the communication each device would of a size from 2 to 6 micrometers. The components, including antennas, electromagnetic transceivers, and processors, would all be built at nanoscale. The antennas would likely be built from graphene materials and communicate in the terahertz band. Achildes et al. Proposes an electromagnetic communication for the Internet Nanothings networks, in intra-body nanonetworks for remote healthcare, and the interconnected office. The network architecture composes nanonodes. The network architecture is composed of nanonodes, nanorouters, nanomachines, such as nanosensors, and nanoactuators, which implanted in the human body provide the healthcare provider with remote accessibility and the ability to control these nano devices through nano micro interface devices. The interconnected office architecture supports single elements with nano transceivers, which facilitates permanent connection to the internet. It facilitates a permanent connection to the internet. However, each nano network has fundamentals components in the network architecture of the Internet of Nano Things as following. And they have a very detailed diagram showing these things. I will break down the components of the Internet of Nano Things. Beginning with nanonodes. Nanonodes are the nanomachines in the nano network architecture that perform simple computation tasks assigned to them. The limitation in their communication capabilities and consumption energy allows them to transmit for short-range distances. Nanonodes can be deployed in things such as books, keys, paper folders, or inside of the human body as biological nanosensor nodes. I repeat, they can be used inside of the human body as biological nanosensor nodes. Next is the nanorouters. Nanorouters collect the information coming from the nanomachines. The nanorouters controls the nanonodes through some specific command, such as an on or off switching, or on and off switch. They read values. They sleep, etc. Next is the nano micro interface devices. Nano micro interface devices access transceivers, which enables the work of receiving and sending the information coming from nanorouters to the microscale device or system and vice versa. Nano micro interface devices are the hybrid devices able to communicate in the nanoscale using the classical communication paradigms and conventional communication networks and new communication paradigm for nano devices network. Next are the gateways, or the gateway. Gateway provides the remote connection of the entire system over the internet. For example, in a patient monitoring network, a cell phone forwards the received information from the nano micro interface device to the healthcare provider. It works very similar to modem router in conventional networks. The Internet of Nano Things demands the redesign and development of new communication paradigms and networking concepts that will be compatible for nanoscale machines. The Internet of Nano Things puts forth many challenges in the physical layer of nanomachines to the nano networking protocols. Next is graphene-based antennas for nano transceivers. The operating frequency band of nano antennas and nano communication faces many opportunities and challenges. These antennas used with nano transceiver are predicted to be fabricated using novel materials such as graphene. And it gives the source for that. In particular, Lind et al. Found that a 1 micrometer long graphene-based nano antenna built either by graphene nanoribbons or carbon nanotubes produces electromagnetic signals in terahertz range as demanded by the antennas and nano communication networks using graphene FET. Graphene, being the novel material of the decade, exhibits attractive electrical, electronic, and mechanical properties. The coupling of these properties of graphene with the CMOS devices promises many useful devices for wireless nano communication networks. One such graphene patch antenna with low noise and high speed communication are reported by Rajni Bala et al. The carrier concentration and chemical potential in graphene-based antennas can be adjusted through bias voltage, which tunes the characteristic of these devices, which makes it highly suitable for high-speed applications. Rajni Bala et al. Reports edge-fed microstrip line graphene-based rectangular patch antenna operating at 2.6 to 2.92 terahertz, with silicon nitride being used as a substrate material. The performance of graphene antennas is investigated on the basis of return loss, voltage standing wave ratio, absorption cross-section, and bandwidth and radio efficiency. The source for that, Rajni Bala, Anupama Marwala, taken from 2016. The next section is graphene-based nanomodulators. Haiyu Huang et al. Reports novel paradigm for nanosensing modulators. A graphene field effect transistor device is used to directly modulate a radio frequency. A radio frequency carrier signal when exposed to chemical agents, with a memory effect in its electrochemical history. Haiyu Huang et al. Also reports the graphene-based sensing frequency modulator capable of achieving modulation in a cycle consisting of alternating phases of air exposure and ethanol or water treatment. Also taken from 2016. Now let us jump down and skip down to the conclusion, because I know this is a long, boring section. Very technical, very detailed. But this just goes to show you what is possible in the field as pertains to biomedical applications of graphene in connection with the Internet of Nano Things. And this is designed to help you understand why Moderna and all the rest of them are telling you they are manipulating the software of life and injecting into you software, upgradable, modulatable, accessible software. The hydrogels, which will serve as the drug delivery conduit, contain graphene, and graphene responds to electromagnetic frequencies and radio frequencies and microwaves. Period. So if you've got a bunch of messenger RNA software programs coded and housed within a graphene protective casing, graphene-based protective casing, then you effectively have now become a part of the infrastructure and system of the Borg. You are accessible, remotely accessible. And the literature over and over and over again is going to prove this fact. This is just the beginning. This is actually nothing. I chose this because it's one of the shorter ones. But we still have yet another one that we have to cover that is even more detailed. It will get down to the fact of communications taking place and interfacing between DNA nucleotides. We're going to get down into that. With graphene connected to the theme. Anyway, the conclusion is, according to this article, nanotechnology has proposed many novel approaches in solving a wide variety of problems, especially in the manufacturing and healthcare domains. Healthcare domains. Healthcare domains. The researchers are coming with nano devices based on novel materials embedded in the environment to support the nano communication networks to envision the Internet of Nano Things, Pay attention to the fact that they let you know that these novel materials, such as graphene, are being embedded in the environment. We have smart dust. We also have antenna systems all around us that are coated with graphene. And we have vaccines and inoculations and injections and drugs that are composed of graphene and graphene derivatives and graphene materials, which in turn, once fully established, can be utilized and transformed into a communications system and a surveillance, healthcare surveillance, biosensor surveillance system, biosensory surveillance system. The conclusion goes on to say, the more promising new communication paradigms between nano devices and also between nano and micro devices used on a daily basis can be realized in the very near future. This was written in 2010. This is taken from 2010. And it doesn't take 10 years to implement such technologies. So, that concludes today's graphene newsflash, the Internet of Nano Things newsflash. I'm sorry that it was so boring and technical and a tongue twister, but like I said, this show will be known for doing the dirty work, for doing the complicated work, for going through the literature and the special nomenclature that otherwise you wouldn't hear of. Yes, I do understand. Not all can understand the things that are being said and stated and read because it requires a special training in the field to understand fully what's being read. And the nomenclature, the linguistics, the terminologies and vocabulary, in some cases, is very complicated and complex. But it is still beneficial. Because for those who are researchers and those who want to go deeper and dig deeper, they can. They will. Till next time, Shalom Aleichem.